What is up, guys? I'm Ethan Shufflebarger.
And I'm George Wall.
And let's get in the thick of it. Guys, welcome back to another episode of In the Thick of It, episode 4. George, did you have a 5-star review that just really stood out to you?
Yes, there's one in particular. User, Camder.
Who's that?
Camden. 5-star review titled, Amazing! Exclamation point. I listen to this podcast all the time. In the shower, toasting my waffles, on the farm, even in llama training. It's nonstop entertainment. Camden, thank you.
Thank you, Camden. Very cool.
Very cool.
And my review comes from the mysterious N Double D. He says, masterpiece. The single most influential piece of modern literature, no better term to describe it than masterpiece, rivals the works of Shakespeare, Frost, Rogan, and the like. A gift to my ears. Well done, gentlemen. Well done. And to whoever you are, well done on your beautiful review that I really, really struck a heartstring.
Wow, that was beautiful. It really was.
That was a masterpiece of a 5-star review, wouldn't you say?
Poetic is one word to describe it. So one of the things that's come up in discussion between me and Ethan is the possibility, and we want to kind of gauge the interest with you guys, but the possibility of some merch. We want to hire possibly maybe a graphics designer, Ethan, maybe?
We want to do it right. We'll find a way to really... We want to make something that, you know, you can wear with pride, that you can be like... People are like, oh, dude, that shirt is lit.
Where can I get one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can I spend my money at? Let me go buy one.
And maybe not even a shirt.
Five.
What do you... We got to... That's the thing. Is we don't know what we want to do. We're just... It's an idea at this point.
Yes, and I have... it's an idea, and we just want to kind of see what you guys think. So if that is something you're interested in, we will go comment on our Instagram or something, or reach out to us and let us know, hey, definitely think that would be a cool idea.
Yeah, and if we actually have some interest.
The design is... It'll be good. Don't worry.
We're going to try and hire a, like, if we can, you know, not like, say, hire, it sounds so, like, businessy. We're going to find somebody to do, like, a pretty cool logo, or maybe not even logo. We're just...
Some kind of design.
Literally, we haven't even talked about, like, what we actually want it to look like. We're just gauging interest here, so.
Yeah, so let us know.
If you actually want something, tell us what you want, what you think would be cool, if you have, like, some ideas that would just be sick.
Please do. It's an easy way for us to get a little bit of support so that we can... Possibly buy another mic or improve our setup a little bit so that we
keeps us on our hosting website.
Yes, keeps us on our hosting website. We have some fees.
Yeah, and if we can get one merch drop down, that could fuel a second, third, yada yada.
You know? Yeah, for sure. So guys, let us know what you think about that, and let's get into the episode.
So George, how have you been?
I've been good, man. You know, just living life at Mercer, life in Legacy, the dorm is pretty good. Just been chilling, getting my work done. I had exam week last week, at least for me, had a couple tests. And just some other things that went on that we'll get into in the episode. How about you, man?
I've been pretty good, you know. I guess really kind of getting used to the old college life, which is, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
You know, classes are really boring a lot of times.
Yeah, they are.
Just had a... Today, I had two exams. No. Yesterday, I had an exam. Today, I had an exam.
Yeah.
And the geology one, well, that was today. That one was a yikes.
Really?
That one was a yikes for me. I don't know. I mean, I think it did all right, but it was a yikes, man.
Yep. Why was it a yikes?
So, we have to draw diagrams. The whole class is based around diagrams. And he does this awesome thing where there's 12 diagrams. And it's a mystery on which two we're actually going to have to draw.
Oh.
So the 12 diagrams are very in-depth, so there's a lot to learn about each diagram.
Big oof. Wow.
I don't have a good memory, so.
Yeah, it's okay, man. You got time.
And I've got the rest of the semester. I'm not
C's
stressing,
get degrees.
You know?
C's get degrees.
Exactly. Hey, don't be anxious about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Well, we got a lot to talk about. I think We should probably start off. How living large, you say, in the NMC?
Guys, you know, some people do podcasts in the dorms, and then the alpha chads of this world go to our free recording studios provided by our universities. Guys, I'm that alpha chad. I am in, right now, I'll post a picture of something. I am in a media recording studio, which is, I guess it's just like for instruments or audio. I don't know, but it's pretty awesome. I've got soundproof foam. I have a desk with dual monitors and some speakers.
Wow.
And I brought my own laptop, so I'm not even using those.
Must be nice. Or
their mic. It is pretty epic. It is pretty epic. I feel like, you know, once this becomes a multi-billion dollar company, when we start our own office, we might base some of it off of this.
That'll be a good starting point, at least.
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the place called?
It is called the New Media Center. It's pretty...
The New Media Center, not the old one.
They call it the New Media Center, get this, because it's a new addition to the current media center. And that's my guess. Or it could be new media in the fact that there's a lot of new technology in here. So it's new forms of media.
Very cool.
The name perplexes me and escapes my grasp. But all the same, there's a 3D printer in here and I'm going to print something on it.
Huh.
I don't know what yet. Any suggestions? Leave your comments down below in a 5-star review and I'll print it.
Wow. 3D print. You should 3D print an Our Show logo of some sort.
Our show or in the thick of it?
Both. Both. What are you? Are you silly?
Yes, of course. I will print something. It is very cheap to do so. So I really do. I don't know how to do 3D modeling, but I'll figure it out in order to 3D print something epic. George, you know, I had Chick-fil-A for lunch today.
Yeah,
something
me too.
Tells me you did too. How's that been going?
Yeah, you know, all I can say is that today was my 22nd day having Chick-fil-A.
Which in a row, correct?
Well, in a row, as in, when I say in a row, I mean school days. Like, every day I've had class, I've had Chick-fil-A.
So, that's fair, though. Like, we're working towards a Chick-fil-A sponsorship. Like,
I mean, I think
keep this up, and like, dude.
Man,
to send it straight up to the headquarters. They're not going to be able to deny that. We're basically running their company because of how many meals you've
bought. We're all but running their company. We're paying corporate. Yeah. I'm paying corporate.
You are literally single-handedly keeping Chick-fil-A.
Afloat. I don't know. If I was actually using my own money, I mean, I'd have spent an exorbitant amount of this. I'd probably be bordering probably like $500 spent.
Dude, you would be in the, if you could scan that on your Chick-fil-A One app, you would be in the red.
Oh my gosh, you're not lying. Hold on. Wait a second. I'm really trying to think, because I normally get an 8-count. So an 8-count is like what? Like a meal. It's like, I think it's like $7.
Like six,
it's
after tax, it's about $7. Yeah, that's why.
So times 7 by 22, and that's okay, not 500, but it's, you know, it's over.
It's still a lot.
It's like not 140, 150-ish. I mean, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
I spent a lot of money on my dang meal plan, so I better be getting freaking Chick-fil-A for the rest of my life. Jeez, always.
Because you got to have a meal plan, according to Vadasta over here.
We do, too. Oh, man. Well, it's all good, though. All right. Well, moving along, for those of you who are not Macon natives, which is most of you.
Oh, you're Macon native now.
I wouldn't say I'm a native, but I'm in the culture here.
Okay.
There is a big event, a yearly event, that happens every week in Macon in the fall. And this is only its second year, but it's turned out to become a pretty big deal. Macon Burger Week is now pretty much the hype around here. I am 4 days in, and I've been kind of conservative because Macon Burger Week means spending money. What Macon Burger Week is basically there are 19 local restaurants around Macon, the downtown area, along the way here and there. One's across campus from me. And basically, these local places, and maybe a couple chains, but all locally owned, that produce a burger, a specific burger for the week. And they enter it into the competition. And all the burgers at all 19 places are $5 for the entree. And you can go, you get the burger, and you have a burger passport. And so what happens is when you buy at least the burger, you get your passport stamp. And so some people try to hit all 19 spots. I've only hit two, and I've had one burger because one of them I didn't really think I'd like. But
how are you going to go to a place on Macon Burger Week and not get your burger passport stamp?
It was
that
like
is a
Buffalo.
Rookie mistake.
Okay, no, don't even get me started. Ethan.
Don't even get me started
because, just wait. The Rookery, right? All right, so I went out. My first ever Macon Burger experience, I went with Nathan. He's a guy in my dorm. We're kind of bros, you know, whatever. And we went to the Rookery. It's a kind of an old-timey, famous place here in Macon, very much ingrained in the local sphere. People know about it around Georgia. And we went there. We sat down. We're seated. When we got our burger, and the burger was really good. Like, it was my first burger of Macon Burger Week. So far, my only burger of Macon Burger Week. But it was good, and it was hard to top. I mean, I got to be honest. Basically, I think it had, it was like 100% Angus beef, had lettuce, onions, tomatoes, took the tomatoes off. And also, it had like this peanut sauce, thigh peanut sauce, and then some kind of sweet, I don't know. It was good. It was just really good, whatever it was.
You're like Guy Fieri right now, dude.
Right? And
hey, that's what you should have done. Is you should have filmed it like a...
What am I thinking?
Dives, diners,
a podcast
or whatever.
Who the heck wants to listen to podcasts? People want to watch me eat food.
Exactly. Now that's gangster.
That's gangster. And so I'm eating my burger, right? I finish, okay? I got a... just a water, just a burger in the water. It was $5, okay? And then... My friend Nathan, he went all out. He got the fries and the drink. He got the full experience because, you know,
he's getting the Macon Burger Week experience.
I totally get that. You know, I was wanting to hit more spots than he wanted to hit, so I kind of wanted to conserve a little bit of anyways. And so we decided we want to split a shake, so we split a shake, and it was good. Yeah, it was cute. And don't tell Anna, guys. And it was good. And so I give her my change. I gave her $9. My meal was like $8.56, right? Give her $9. All right. So first of all, they didn't even ask to stamp my passport because they're supposed to ask you, and then if you don't have one, they're supposed to bring you one. Well, for this Macon newbie, totally slipped my mind, all right? Oh, so it's her job. No, it was my fault to not ask for the passport. But then, this is why I'm heated, right? Okay. I may have given her $9, right? But I want my 44 cents and change, okay?
Yes.
Don't think that's your tip. That's not your tip. I'm going to give you your tip on the table if I'm paying with cash. Bring me back my 44 cents and change. I can put it in my center console because I keep all my change in my center console if you want to rob me. Good luck. You can do that. Good luck.
You get a full $4.
Well, actually, for those of you who don't know, I've actually saved about $200 that way over three years.
You've gotten me into coin rolling, but that's a whole different topic.
That's another topic, coin rolling. And so she never brought my change back. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to leave you a tip. I left her $1. But I assumed that she took the 44 cents. So I was like, okay, my meal is only $8. So you get $1.44. I mean, I was going to give you $2. That was going to be 25%, but no, it's fine. Anyways, so that's my story of Macon Burger Week. But other than that, the experience was great at the Rookery. I mean, the burger was really good.
So not only does she keep your 44 cents, but she doesn't get you your burger passport.
No. Gosh, I'm kind
of sad.
It's fine. And then we hit it. Okay, so just to be fair, I probably should have known that myself. But it's fine. It's whatever. But I just got a little upset.
But it's Macon Burger Week. You came for the burger and your stamp.
Yeah. I like my stamps.
I'll be honest. That makes me want to take a trip on over to Macon next whenever Burger Week is and get me some burgers.
1 year.
Going an all-out Macon Burger extravaganza.
Skip class the whole week and just eat burgers with me.
Every single spot we will hit them.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's like 20, 25 locations next year. I mean, it's kind of taken off. So, burgers aside, Ethan, you've been doing a bit more gaming, specifically Halo. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, gosh, guys. Guys, I don't know if you've ever heard of this little franchise called Halo, but let me tell you, it's a fun game. And it has taken up a lot of my nights recently.
How late?
I don't know how late because I get too ashamed to check my phone, so I just go to sleep. I set my alarm beforehand intentionally so I don't actually have to look at it because I have this thing where, like, I'll be more tempted to skip class if I can justify it by saying, well, I only got this many hours of sleep. So if I make it a point to, like, once the alarm is set, I don't look at my phone because in my head, you know, you wake up and you have a, you're kind of dumb in the morning. You're kind of, you know, not really in it.
Yeah.
You can justify things pretty easily. But if I don't know how much sleep I got, because I'm going to feel tired no matter what. Mm. But if I don't know how much sleep I've got, then I'll get up and go just because I'm assuming that I got enough. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
So I can't, that's, you know, that's my whole nightly routine in case you guys were wondering.
Interesting.
But it has been, I have beaten in the past like 2 weeks, the first and second Halo. I beat the second Halo actually.
Wow.
Recently, this morning maybe, I think, or last night.
Yes. Tell the audience what Halo is.
It's about this dude in a suit of armor named Master Chief. He's the coolest guy ever, and he kicks alien butt. And
wow.
He has this guy called, like, Sergeant Master or something, and he's really cool, and he's like, Master Chief, we gotta kill the aliens before they kill us all. And he's like, sir, I'm gonna do it for you. And then you just go and you kick alien butt, dude.
Wow.
It's a game series I've wanted to play for a while, and it's taken over my life, and I'm a little scared for my classes, because I feel like I'm just spiraling out of control into the Halo rabbit hole.
The first step to getting over your problem is admitting you have one.
I just admit it, that there may be a problem.
And I'm proud of you for doing that.
Thank you, but I don't know if I'm going to stop. I mean, I can admit it, but I'm going to play this to completion. I mean,
you can't just admit. You have to believe and confess. But that's another topic.
But yeah, if anybody wants to do a Halo LAN party with me, hit me up. We can play Halo all night.
You might need to be in the Valdosta area to have a LAN party, but
yeah, I mean, we're going to get our original Xboxes out, and we're going to play Halo.
Wow. That's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
But anyways, that's been my Halo experience. I've been having a lot of fun with that.
So while we're on the subject of bad decisions,
tell me, somebody has been skipping class, haven't they?
Well, there's a little more nuance to that, but okay, guys. So, where do I start? Okay, I skipped the class. All right, now come on, it was bound to happen at some point. Intro to psychology, it's a drag. I have great professors, and my least favorite professor is just normal, okay? Kind of monotone, normal. And she's very nice. But, and that says a lot about Mercer. But Wednesdays are my longest day, right? This is yesterday. Wednesdays are my longest day, so I have a friend. A couple friends, actually. I only have two friends. No. I have a couple friends.
I have a single friend.
I have a couple friends I play ping pong with. Keely and Noah. And so Keely and Noah and I all share a couple classes together. They share three classes. I share two classes with them. So we share chemistry 111 with Dr. Dale.
Dr. Dale.
Great guy. And then we share intro to psych with Dr. Rand. Before chemistry, I have a 9 a.m. So I have a 9 a.m., an 11 a.m., and a 12 o'clock class. Okay, so my 9 a.m. is microeconomics. That's fine. That's a good class. And so I get done with that, and I go take a break, go get some my Chick-fil-A for the 21st day yesterday, go back to my room, kind of do my thing, eat my Chick-fil-A, all that stuff. Then I go to chemistry, and chemistry is good, starting a new chapter. All that jazz, things are going well, and I kind of think to myself, I get a message, all right? Now, just buckle up. I get a message. Guess who it's from?
Who is this message from, George?
Probably the worst influence in my life thus far. Arthur Lynn sent me a message saying, hey, George, we're going to eat at the cafeteria at 12 o'clock. Would you like to join us? And here I am in chemistry with psychology next, and then I have my university 101 class, my longest day. And I'm like, ah, that sounds really good, you know, to just take a break from the stress.
Yeah.
And I look over, I see Keely in the front row, and I see Noah over there too, and I'm like, So we get done with class, and as we're walking out, I'm like, hey, Keely, what do you think? Maybe we should, what do you think about skipping psych? We just had our quiz, like, you know, maybe we can just go and have lunch. And so she's like, yeah, that sounds like actually like a really good idea. Like, I'm not feeling psych today. And Noah's like, dude, I'm game. So we go and eat with Arthur. Great, great lunch. I was there at about 1:20. So I was in there about almost an hour and a half. Arthur got there a little bit late, but his family was there. And then I had a little bit of time, went back to my room, and then went to my University 101 class. So I skipped the class, but it was for a good reason. I had lunch with Arthur, Andrew. He's a senior here at Mercer. He is a great guy. He's an intern at New City, or he was an intern. I think he is an intern right now at New City Church, which is Arthur's church. And so I got to talk with them, me and Noah and Keely all talking with Arthur and his family. It was just good. A good time, and it was a good decision, in my opinion. Safe to say, I think I made the best decision possible, and it was a good time.
How's that calf food? Is this the cafeteria at your school?
Yeah, the calf. It was my fifth time in the cafeteria.
You don't go there? Oh, well, I mean, obviously, never mind.
I've eaten Chick-fil-A four times as much as I've eaten at the calf.
That's crazy. But do you like it? Like, is it good?
Fried chicken Wednesdays are kind of fire, actually. Yeah, those are good.
That's cool.
So I'm definitely making Wednesdays a priority at least once now. I might go there twice. on Wednesdays.
Don't tell Chick-fil-A.
Don't tell Chick-fil-A. I'm cheating.
Don't tell them.
You know what's funny is, though, I know I'm going to, like, miss the cafeteria, like, my junior and senior year when I'm getting, like, a smaller meal plan. I'm actually even either having to prepare my own food or I'm having to, like, buy my food, you know?
Actually buy me.
So, one of the things that's common, I know it's common at Georgia Southern because Anna's already doing it, and I know it's common here, is, like, seniors will get freshmen to swipe them in to the cafeteria because they have, like, unlimited meal swipes.
Yeah, yeah.
And even, like, with meal exchanges, they'll get them to get them a meal or something for free.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the move. I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to swipe all my seniors, and I'll be like, hey, I'm a senior, pay it forward. But anyway, so the cafeteria Wednesdays are good, though. I'm planning on going when it happens next Wednesday. So, yeah.
Valdosta's got some. Palms is, like, our dining area.
Yeah.
Palms, and then we have, like, the Blazer Grill. It's
the Blazer Grill? Really,
no, the Blazer Grill is pretty cool. It's, like, it opens at 7, you know, because 7 is, like, real college student hours, apparently. Nah, it just opens late. It stays open later than Palms.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty cool. It's like a little sports bar minus the bar, you know, because no alcohol, because college campus. And it's pretty cool. And then the Palms, though, Palms is where it's at. Like, I go there all the time just because it's, you know, I got those unlimited meal swipes. So I just swipe in.
Yeah.
And I can get sushi made with chicken tenders. And I don't really know many other places you can get that. So it's kind of lit.
We have, like, a small, like, grill area in the calf where they'll, like, be grilling chicken and stuff, kind of, and hamburgers and stuff throughout the day. But we really don't have an alternative. Oh, yeah, we do. Well, we have the Fresh Farm Market. Or the farm. It's like the Fresh Market, I think is what it's called. But it's basically, like, a healthier option that is a little bit more exclusive. It's a meal swipe if you go, or it's a meal exchange if you go there or something. I don't really know. It counts as one of your swipes or something, but you can also pay to eat there. I don't know. But it's better food. Like, it's more quality.
That's cool.
Sometimes the stuff there just seems kind of sketch. But the good salad bar, there's good food there, though. There's a lot of times, like, some kind of stir fry. At lunch, they'll have, like, sandwiches and stuff. But yeah. Well, talking about lunch, today, I had lunch with a dear, dear friend of mine that I've known for all of a month now.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Paula.
Paula Dean?
You know, it's funny you say that. She's related to Paula Dean.
You're lying.
No, I swear. Paula Dean is in, like, at her family reunions.
Wait, you're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. I can't, because she's like, yeah, Paula Dean, ha, she's actually in my family. I'm like, whoa.
Dang, son.
So we went to Chick-fil-A, or I went to Chick-fil-A, and I met her there or something. She actually didn't eat. I'm the only one who ate. But it was just good getting to meet some upperclassmen and stuff. And she's a BME major, biomedical engineering. She is, we're talking about our classes and stuff. But I bring up Paula because at lunch we had a very funny conversation. So Paula is very involved with Wesley. And so one of the first nights is when I met her. I think it was like the very first night. Super nice. I'm pretty sure she's like an intern there. She is an intern there. And so the Wesley retreat's coming up, and it's this weekend. You know, being the great intern she is, she invited me. She's like, and we have a very similar sense of humor. And so being new here, no one really gets my sense of humor that well.
Yeah.
I have to be kind of careful what I say and just making sure I don't like say anything brash, or because I can be kind of brash, or I can be like very unapologetic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I figured she kind of got my sense of humor. So she was like, hey, you should come. This is over text. So this is my mistake. But she's like, hey, you should come to the Wesley retreat. Are you coming? And she has a very similar brash sense of humor. And so I go, no, I'm actually going home because my girlfriend has an off week and stuff. And she's like, you should bring your girlfriend. And I go, my girlfriend's a militant atheist. She would never want to do that.
Oh, no.
And she sends back, big oof. And I was like, yeah. And she I said, I'm not sure about that weekend because it's my girlfriend's off weekend from cheer. And she says, bring your girlfriend. I said, she's a militant atheist, so that wouldn't work. She says, big oof. And I said, it's been 3 years. I'm trying. And so like, I thought she got it. Okay. Well, she didn't. And so like two weeks go by, right? So this whole time. Okay, and so bear in mind, she's involved there. So she's a little bit concerned. So she kind of tells like the minister and rightfully so. And, like, if I was like, I do not advocate missionary dating, okay? Maybe we can talk about that in another episode, but it's not a good idea. You generally, like, if you're a Christian, no, not generally, you do. You want to date someone that's like-minded in the faith.
Exactly. We could get very serious about this, but
we're not.
Very briefly, date, if you're a Christian, date Christians. Don't go into a relationship with the intention.
Now, if you're not a Christian, then just have at it. But for us Christians, date a Christian. Anyway, so we can talk about that. That's a great topic for another episode.
Another day.
Anyways, so some of the people in like the Wesley are like, wow, 3 years ending a militant atheist. That's like that's kind of crazy. How does that work? And so it's like 2 weeks. And so like I guess they just think I'm crazy. I don't know. And so I go to lunch with her today, and so we're just kind of talking. And that's not, by the way, that's not why we had lunch. She was just like, we just wanted to like hang out and stuff. And so she goes, so your girlfriend's like a cheerleader, right? I was like, yeah. And she says, like, with her being an atheist and stuff, like 3 years. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, wait a second. She's not an atheist. I was just joking. And she's like, she goes, she's like, I saw you at Wesley and stuff and you kept coming. And I was like, like, he seems pretty rooted. And then, but how's he dating an atheist for 3 years? How's that? Anyway, I was like, no, I'm not dating an atheist. So Anna, I'm sorry for calling you a militant atheist. It was blatantly a joke. Anna doesn't know about this. This podcast may be the first time she hears about it.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, so that's my story about Paula and the militant atheist. But, man, was that funny. So then I go back. I was like, okay, well, if they're still there when we get done eating, like, let me go tell, like, the people that are – the Wesley people that, like, I'm dating a Christian. And a few of them start laughing. Not all of them are in the joke, but – anyway, so yeah, that whole situation was resolved or whatever. But so yeah, atheists don't go to church. Ethan, tell us about Crossroads.
I'm not an atheist. I do go to church.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've been going to Crossroads Baptist here. Now, it's been pretty lit, guys. Went there. It's weird, dude. It is so weird going somewhere else on Wednesday night. And I don't know. I don't think I've had to like re-socialize myself like this in a very long time, especially in this setting.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to walking into the youth group at home and just doing whatever I want to. Because, you know, I know everybody. And if I don't know somebody, it's pretty easy for me to walk up to them and introduce myself because kind of like I'm in my element. But anyways, Crossroads, they've been like super welcoming, but this Monday, last Monday, I don't know, I went to, they invited me to like connect groups, which is like they're like small groups for, you know, everybody, they go over to someone's house and they do a Bible study with guys and girls. And,
yeah.
You know, just kind of get to know your bros better.
Find a wife.
Hopefully. I'm working on that. Don't worry. It's in the works.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Okay.
You know, me and my friend, side note, me and my friend Bryce, we're always like, yeah, man, let's go someplace. Let's be some girls. And we both go there and we just talk to each other. We're like, man, it's a lot easier to talk about getting girls than it is to actually get girls. We're like, go talk to that girl. And we're like, no, you first. And then we just sit there and we just end up talking to ourselves. And I mean, it's, you know, through this, we've become bros even closer. But that's the case, dude. Anyways.
Wait, no. Everybody. Ethan is a hot single, a hot Christian single, not on Christian Mingle, that you should hit up. I mean, he's a quality guy, right? Like, if I was a lady, I'm just saying.
I mean, have you seen me?
I mean, have you seen Ethan? Is the question. Oh, man. Moving along. So, Crossroads and Wednesday nights. Yeah, getting adjusted. I mean, I can definitely see that being hard.
Yeah. It's difficult. I mean, there's a lot of people, and they all have history, you know. So,
oh, yeah. That's
obviously,
true.
It's hard for me to. I don't want to butt in anywhere, but I went that Monday, dude. And we did the thing, and like we had a little discussion. And afterwards, we're kind of chilling around, and I mean, they're all super welcoming to me, and they were very active in like saying, hey, like, you know, I get this is weird, you know, especially for you coming.
Yeah,
you being a freshman. A lot of these guys are not freshmen. There was like, it was me and one other dude that's freshman, and anyways, after all that, they're like, y'all want to play a game of Secret Hitler? And I've been hearing them talk about this game the entire night. I'm like, they're certainly not saying Hitler, are they? And
wow,
dude, I was like, you know what? Sure, I don't know what this game is, but maybe this will help us bond. And when I tell you, have you ever played Mafia?
Yes, I have.
Cards, and you know how it's a very abstract game, just like, you know, there's no real clear way of like telling what's going on, because like anybody can do whatever they want to, really.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've always thought Mafia is a bit of an abstract game. Well, Secret Hitler is like the perfected version of it. It is the most fun. Basically, I'm not going to get into the full of it because, you know, it's just hard to explain. But mm-hmm. One person's Hitler, three people are fascist, and the rest are liberals. Now, it was painful being a liberal, guys. I'll be honest. No, but the whole goal is
Ethan, we have a diverse audience. Calm down.
Guys, it's okay. As long as we're unified with Christ. Am I right, fellas?
Amen.
And ladies. And
amen.
Liberals, and but not fascists.
And not leftists. I'm just kidding.
I don't really associate with fascists. I'm just going to put that out there.
I try not to either.
Yeah, so if you're a fascist or you're Hitler, the whole job is for, you know, the fascists to win, the liberals to win. And nobody, the fascists know who the fascists are, but the Hitler doesn't know who the fascists are.
Interesting.
The liberals don't know who each other are, so it's super fun.
Wow. That's fun.
It's really get to know somebody when they're just sitting there yelling in your face that you're Hitler. Like, no, I promise I'm not Hitler,
no,
I'm dude.
Not.
And they're like,
that's
no,
a great,
you're Hitler, dude.
That's a great bonding experience.
I mean, but I was able to, like, I was like, guys, if you keep calling me Hitler, I won't come back. And I was able to use that to my advantage.
Ooh.
I was like, you know, if you keep
pull that
using
card.
Me being a fascist, and guess what, guys? I was a fascist. that round.
So you're trying to kill the fascist.
Yeah, if you're fascist, you're trying to kill the liberals. It's super fun. I would say let's get it for the youth group, but, you know, it's got Hitler in the name. So that's
who cares?
So we could call it, like, Secret Bad Guy.
Hitler's dead. Probably.
Hopefully. Or he's with Tupac and Biggie in Jamaica. But that's another story.
That's another story.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been super fun. Like, while it has been challenging, it's fun to be... I don't know, in this group of people. They're very nice.
In the thick of it.
We're in the thick of it at Crossroads, dude. They're
very cool.
They've all been super cool.
Very cool.
Very, very cool guys.
Full disclaimer, if you're a liberal, guys, we love you. If you're conservative, guys, we love you. Okay?
But
we don't discriminate. okay? We're opinionated people, but I'm very open to dialogue, and I have a lot of friends that don't agree with me, so.
Friends, listen, just because I have different political views than you doesn't mean
we can't be friends. It doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Justin Trudeau, am I right?
Justin Trudeau. Okay. All right. So to kind of wrap it up, right? Maybe we should we'll transition to a bit of a more serious topic. We have a couple minutes, and we'll try to go a little bit quick. Kind of what God's been teaching us. One of the things that I've been learning. Okay, so kind of crazy. I feel like in my religion class, we've been talking about Genesis, and it's just like kept coming up. Like not just in religion, because obviously, like beginning with Abraham, you're in Genesis like for a long time. But we're in Genesis in there, and then we talked about Genesis in our Bible study, Young Life, last night, and then we're talking about Genesis like at Wesley sometimes, and it's just kind of crazy. And so I've learned a lot about Genesis, and I won't get into all that, but one of the coolest things that I've learned is when God's making the covenant with Abraham, and essentially it's the first time, I think it's in Genesis 12, and you know, he's saying to Abraham that, you know, you will be a father of many nations. I will bless you, and all the nations will be blessed through you. All the families of the world will be blessed through you, and all that. But he makes a covenant with Abraham. And so every time there's a covenant, there's a sign, there's an obligation, and there is like a promise. And so God makes a promise, obviously, that he will make Abraham the father of many nations, and that all the families of the world will be blessed through him, is the promise, along with a lot of other stuff, but that's the main promise. And then the sign is, there's not a sign yet. It ends up being circumcision, but in Genesis 12, there is no sign. But the obligation is unconditional. It's kind of like an unconditional thing for humans. It's implicitly obedience is the obligation, like to obey God, but there's no like sign or like thing, act that the, you know, specific act that the people have to do. And so, but the coolest part, and I thought this was so cool, was when there's a covenant between two people, like two kings in that day and age, they would take animals, they would split them in half and put them on the ground, and they're getting their blood all over the floor, and the halves would be split symmetrically. And so each of the people would walk through it and get the animal's blood all over them. And it was representative of, like, if we break this covenant, like, this is what happens to us. So it was a very serious thing.
Yeah.
And so God commands Abraham to do this. And so Abraham splits all these animals, he lays them out, and he's like, all right, Abraham, back up. And so Abraham backs up, and God walks through it. And this is unheard of, because God is saying, like, if you break this covenant, this is what will happen to me. And it's foreshadowing of, like, obviously for Christians, it's foreshadowing the cross, and foreshadowing Jesus on the cross and the beating he takes. But also just like, you know, they end up for those of you who don't really know much about the Old Testament, like after that, like Abraham's people fall, the Israelites fall over and over and over again. Like Judges is literally about people rising up from the ashes each time they fall and leading them back. But it's a constant theme. And so basically he's saying, like, you know, you're going to, like, God takes the form of like a burning candle and like, I think it's like a lamp float through the blood of the animals. Anyways, I thought it was so cool. That's just so cool to me. Yeah. And there's more to that story, but that's something I learned. Okay, Ethan, talk about what you want to talk about now.
I feel like this is literally, anybody can go to this one and find some relevancy with it. Like, this is just, I mean, of course, the entire Bible is timeless, but this one is just about constantly applicable to me every time I find myself in it. Kevin, just a little forewarning, Kevin, the last Wednesday I was in Americus, gave us the challenge of reading Matthew 5 through 7, which is like the Sermon on the Mount, every day throughout the semester.
I've been there.
See how it changes your life. Yeah, and I cannot read 5 through 7, I'll be honest. I will get distracted.
Oh, yeah.
So I focus in on one part.
Yeah. Anyways, I've been doing that, too. I've been reading 5 through 7 some days, and some days just one chapter.
Yeah.
So, but that's been my devotion. Like, has that been your devotion every morning, pretty much? Or
I've been trying to make it.
Yeah, me too. Like, not for me, it's not every morning, but I try to make it every morning. Yeah, I get that for sure. Yeah,
I cut out the bottom part, and it's right beside like my desk, so I can see it when I sit down to do it. But, anyways, I was in Matthew 6, and the main part I read some more, but the main part that was really, you know, that's always relevant to me, and it was Matthew 6, 25 through 34, and is basically talking about don't be anxious, you know. The Lord takes care of the birds and the grass, and aren't you more important to him than those things? Like, you know,
so
don't
true.
Worry. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Let tomorrow worry about itself.
Exactly. Yes. And that, I don't know, that's just being here at college. There's a lot of things to worry about, right? Like,
for sure.
Literally every day.
Literally.
But even on like a grander scale, like worrying about what the future has even after college, or even, you know, as far as a major goes, or just all the little things. There's a lot of little decisions that, you know, I am worried about, you know, should I do this, should I do that, you know, finding my place and all of that. I just know that, hey, the Lord's got this. And that's a pretty basic message, but it's one that I have to remind myself of pretty constantly.
Absolutely.
Especially being here.
Yes.
Just because, like, it can get super overwhelming, but, like, the most calmness can be found in that, you know what I mean? Like knowing that it's not in my hands, it's already taken care of.
Totally agree.
Yeah,
that's a word.
I mean, and that's one that is, you know, reading this morning, especially especially with exams coming up and stuff like that. I'm just like, you know what? Obviously, I'm not going to study. I'm just going to let it ride out. That's what I mean. But
the Lord provides.
The Lord's going to dump this knowledge in my head right before the exam.
Amen.
No, but you know, it's. I just feel like that's such a applicable verse. Like, it really doesn't get...
Oh, yeah.
Even just... that I feel like it can apply to anybody, no matter what situation, big or small. I mean, you know, everybody's going to have anxiousness. Everybody's going to have worry. But, like, literally says, hey, you know, the birds are out there doing just fine.
Do I not
pretty sure
them?
You're going to be... Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're going to be pretty good, too, you know, because the Lord kind of loves you, and he's kind of... Sending his only son for you.
Kind of.
Yada, yada.
Kind of a cool thing.
I mean, and I'm sure you felt some of that, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Talking about how applicable it is. Like,
absolutely. It's because I read that same passage this morning. Well, because I've been doing 5 through 7. So I actually did the whole 5 through 7 this morning. But some mornings it's just one chapter, or it's, you know, two chapters or just a section. But I did read the whole thing this morning, and that's always, like, I remember specifically one thing that happened was at the beginning of the semester, I was reading it, and it was during Bear Beginnings that weekend, and we had convocation, and I did not bring any clothes, like, for convocation, like, no khaki pants, no button-down shirt, and, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I gotta get my stuff, and really just kind of stressed out about it because, like, I have nothing to wear. Like, these pants don't fit that this guy gave me. They're too long. And like, I don't have a shirt. The belt that Cole has is too big. Like, what am I going to do? And, like, the next morning, like, I was reading that. It's like, and it was specifically talking about clothing. And it was said, like, why worry about clothing? Like, it's literally talking about clothing in Matthew 6. And that,
yeah, it says,
that
like,
section.
It says, what more is clothing, or what more is your body than clothing, or something? I can't remember.
Yes, exactly. And I'm reading that. I'm like, okay, God, like, I'm not gonna worry about my clothing. and so then he provided. Like, I ended up being fine. But yeah, then that's been applicable to, like, more things. Like, just that was, like, I think God used that for me, at least, not having clothes as a baseline. Like, I got you. Like, see how this verse applies literally with clothing. It's going to apply across the board throughout college, George. Just trust me. But I get that for sure. I think we can talk about Matthew 5 through 7 some more in our next episodes because there's a lot there.
it's a pretty juicy scoop.
It slaps
in the Bible. Matthew 5 through 7
slaps.
But yeah, I think that's a pretty wholesome place to end the podcast.
That's a great place. Man, that went fast, dude.
It really did. I didn't feel like it.
Episode 4. What? We're doing the dang thing, guys.
Guys, it's happening. And once the Patreon gets set up and we have our own office and we have Kanye on our first episode.
Yes.
Speaking of, that we are in the talks for some time in the future.
Yes, I was about to mention this.
A secret guest, and I've talked to one person. They know who they are.
Oh, yeah. I have one, two, three the people I can think off the top of my head that I want to have on.
The guys, and with this new media center, it is a very strong and easy setup for us. We have microphone. I have a microphone here.
Golly.
Like, it's a very, very high.
Man, so be expecting an interview on Ethan's end very soon, and also on my end very soon. I have some people itching to get behind the microphone with me, and I'm very excited for some of them because there's some personalities here in Legacy. By the way, they're all freshmen. They're all people my age here.
Ooh, I need to get on that. I need to find some freshmen.
Yes,
to get on the podcast.
No, yeah. So I'm going to leave the rest of that behind wraps. But guests are coming your way very soon. We're excited about that.
Yes.
So I think that about does it. We went long on this one. We'll see what I can trim it down to.
I'm sure I sent something to Discord during this, which sparked a laughing fit. So you won't get to hear that. Maybe George will leave like 2 seconds.
I'll leave some laughing in there from Ethan's untimely meme that caused me to crumble in my middle of my. Anyways, but oh man,
but yeah, guys, thank you for listening. If you listen this long, you are a real gangster.
You're an OG. Wow.
You are an OG.
You are here in episode 4. You're in the thick of it. And we could not thank you enough for listening this far. It's gotten easier. Like, I feel like we're moving along. We're kind of getting a back and forth.
And I'm excited. I'm enjoying it. I'm excited and I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
It's something to work on. It's something to look forward to.
Bi-weekly's been working. If there's enough interest, I mean, we'll go weekly. But right now, I think we're pretty content with where we are. And so just let us know if you have any suggestions, anything. Always remember, donate on our Patreon. Come support us.
Five-star reviews on iTunes if you want to.
Five-star review on iTunes. It's the move. So I think that about does it, Ethan.
This has been Ethan Shuffelbarger.
And George Wall.
Thank you for listening to
In the Thick of It.